You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. A new documentary out this week lays bare life on Rikers Island, the troubled jail complex in New York's East River. The film is told through intimate interviews with former inmates. Barry Campbell was formerly incarcerated at Rikers, and he says, far from being an antidote to a life of violence on the streets, at Rikers, you often had to fight to survive.
Every time I turned around, somebody was getting cut or stabbed. You know, there was no rhyme or reason for it. It was total chaos. It was violence.
Joining us now are filmmaker Mark Levin and former Chief Judge Jonathan Lipman, who heads up the Independent Commission on New York City Criminal Justice and Incarceration Reform. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark, let me start with you. More than 7,500 people are behind bars at Rikers Island on any given day. Some are guilty, but in your documentary, you cite a startling figure. Nearly 80% of the detainees on the island haven't even been convicted of a crime. Tell us more about the population at Rikers.
Well, that's where you start. A jail is not a prison. That's the difference between jail and prison. A jail is where you go waiting trial, waiting for the resolution of your case, which can be a plea bargain, can be a conviction, obviously. The other thing is most of the people there are poor. They can't afford bail. Sometimes bail is as little as $500, and they can't afford it. So you have poor, mostly people of color, and the majority of them have yet to have their day in court. And they are subjected to what Barry Campbell just was describing, this culture of violence, which far from in any way helping the situation only makes it worse.
And we meet so many of these people you describe. I want to talk about now Kathy Morse. And she's a bit unusual. She's a white account executive. She spent 10 months at Rikers. Moore says she was sexually assaulted but didn't report it, and she vividly describes the violence there and the hopelessness she felt after her attack. And she says she used to talk to her late father, begging him to take her with him.
And I would lay in bed at night and have conversations with him about how I wanted to come up with him, how I wanted to be safe.
Now, Mark, explain to us about Morse's account and why she felt she couldn't report this crime to corrections officers.
Well, let me say two things just to set that up. First of all, women are the fastest growing demographic in the criminal justice system. So there are more and more women ending up at Rikers. She didn't report it because if you report, you are seen as a snitch. You are, then there's going to be some retribution for talking to the officials, talking to corrections officers. So she felt paralyzed in that situation. And finally, let me add, we had the premiere of the film, Doc NYC, on Saturday evening. And sadly, Kathy was not allowed to go by her parole officer, which just seems incomprehensible. A number of the detainees who had gotten out were there. But Kathy's parole officer decided, even though she comes to work in New York City every day, that on the weekend she's not allowed to leave New Jersey. It makes no sense.
Let me turn to you, Judge. Before I come to you in your capacity as head of this commission, just as a judge, how common is Kathy's experience? She is a bit atypical. Is her experience, her feeling of fear, her sense of powerlessness inside Rikers typical?
I think it defines Rikers. I mean, Rikers is a place we don't just warehouse people there. It really is an accelerator of human misery. People come out worse than when they went in. And that's the whole point, that isn't there a better way to do this? In the year 2016, the kind of inhumanity which Rikers represents, it's really a symbol of everything that's wrong with the criminal justice system. And I don't think her story is unusual at all, regardless of the color of your skin, your age, your sex. Everyone feels the same way, and we have to be able to do better. And the question is, How do we do that? What is the answer?
Which gets us to reform. Now, back in June 2015, the city agreed to a settlement over the abuses at Rikers, including what seemed to be far-reaching reforms, the appointment of a federal monitor, restricting the use of force by guards, installation of thousands of surveillance cameras at the jail. Judge Lipman, why isn't that enough?
Well, I think all of those things are good. Give credit where credit is due. I think the city is trying to comply with the settlement. I think they're doing some good and interesting things with the supervised release and bail and lots of other things. But the point is it still a horrible place? Yes, it is. And can this mass incarceration model, can that work? And I think that's really the question today. No matter what you do to make the place somewhat more humane, can this model prevail?
And so City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito called for this commission.
Yes.
And it sounds like perhaps the ultimate goal is to shut down Rikers Island. Is that the case,
Judge? We have no preconceived conclusions, but clearly that is one of the options. I mean, there are a couple of things you could do. You could just try to rehab it and make it better the way it is, but it's basically the same model. Or you could start to put certain jail facilities in the communities, and they'll look different than they do now. And the thing that you could really decide to do is that it's such a symbol of everything that's wrong. And if the policy drives us in the direction of doing away with Rikers, the policy, the research, and the data, then that's where we're going to go. What I made clear at the beginning of this commission, that it was going to be totally independent. We are not funded by the city. We are raising our own money. We're going to call it the way we see it. And if that entails closing Rikers, that's exactly what we're going to recommend.
Now, Mark, you've both pointed out that this is not a prison. It's a jail. But anybody who goes to Rikers knows it feels a whole lot like a prison. Is Rikers, in your opinion, I know you're a filmmaker, but in your opinion, is Rikers Island broken beyond repair?
Yes. Look, I don't want to prejudge anything that the judge and the commission are going to do, but it's haunted, it's cursed. But the culture of violence and what the judge is speaking about goes much beyond Rikers. We've come to see criminals, that word, criminal, as not human. I mean, that's part of what is disturbing about Rikers Island. It's a penal colony, out of sight, out of mind. It happens to be only about 2 or 3 miles from where we're sitting right now. But most of us never think about it. And our effort here was to rehumanize the people who we send there and who we pay to keep there.
Thanks to you both so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark Levin is an award-winning independent filmmaker and co-founder of Brick City TV. Jonathan Lipman is the former chief judge who heads up the Independent Commission on New York City Criminal Justice and Incarceration Reform. Tune into Rikers on WNET 13 tonight at 10 o'clock and again on Sunday, November 20th at 10 p.m. You can also stream the documentary online beginning at 10 o'clock tonight at RikersFilm.org.